Hi, I'm Michael. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm also the missions director. As a church, we are committed to answer God's call to reach every nation. I hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Pwede po ba tayong tumayo? We're going to read God's Word. And I'd like you to please open your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy. Sa New Testament po yan. If you have your book, kung pag-apo, madali lang. 2 Timothy. Kahit ako, papunta pa lang doon. Matthew, Mark, Luke. John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1, 2 Thessalonians, and then yun na, 1, 2 Timothy. Okay. I'm reading from the ESV. Greeting, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Panginoon, tulungan niyo po kami na ma-appreciate ang inyong salita, lalong-lalo na ang inyong salita na gusto mong pag-usapan ngayon. Lord, I pray for a very personal word from you, not from me, but from you, Lord. Use my words to speak your message, your personal message to each and every one of us. And I pray this would not just be another Sunday, but I pray this would be the day that you would speak clearly to us a timely word in Jesus' name. Amen. Pwede na po tayong umupo. Again, gusto ko lang po sabihin, Happy Mother's Day. Kung meron po kayong katabing mother, pakibati po. Happy Mother's Day. Palakpakan naman po natin ang ating mga mothers. Kanina po, binigyan po namin kayo ng sample gift. Totoo po yun kasi sa sobrang appreciate namin po kayo, sample pa lang yan. Kay Lord po talaga manggagaling yung the rest. Kung wala po kayo, wala po kami. Kaya marami pong salamat uli. Palakpakan po natin uli lahat ng mga mothers. Thank you so much for all your hard work. Kung pwede lang i-record lahat ng hard work ninyo at pagmamahal nyo para sa amin, ako. Pero si Lord na po talaga magbibigay ng the rest. Okay. My assignment for today is to continue our the second installment of our brand new series, As For Me and My House. It's a local series on what God is doing in Victory, Pasay. Ito po ay word ni Lord para sa Victory, Pasay. Kaya sobrang privilege po for me to be able to preach this in behalf of our senior pastor. We will talk about God's view of families for 3 weeks. Nasimula na po ni Pastor Nixon last week. And we would see that throughout scriptures, pag may plano si Lord sa isang nation, He works it out. He works His plan through families. So pag nasave ka, kasali sa plano ni Lord yung pamilya mo. Amen? Sino po rito, you are the first Christian in your family. Pakitaas po yung kamay ninyo. Iyan. So, iba din yung kwento natin, ano? Tayong mga first Christians. Pero iba din yung kwento, may kakaiba din kwento pagka minana mo naman yung surrounded ka ng Christianity sa pamilya mo since pinanganak ka. But nonetheless, that's how God operates. He doesn't just use you only as an individual. His plan affects the entire family. So, there is a me component, as Pastor Nixon would say, but there is also a my me and my house component. Serving God is not just a me thing, but a we thing. Very catchy yun. So, I'd like to talk about this second week. I'd like to talk about the family of Timothy. Yung binasa ko po kanina, si Timothy, ang disciple ni Apostle Paul. I'd like to introduce to you the four characters that was mentioned in the passage of scripture that I read. First of all, was Paul. Si Paul, sana po kilala natin si Paul, is an apostle of Jesus, of Christ Jesus. So yan. And then, Timothy, Paul's, sabi doon, my beloved child. Yun yung, according to the scripture na binasa natin, yun yung nakalagay na details doon. So that's two. Third, si Lois. Si Lois ay yung, ang nakalagay lang doon, your grandmother, referring to Timothy. Meron po ba tayong mga grandmother dito? Masaya po ba kayo na kayo may mga apo? Ayan po ang mga grandmother. Okay. And then lastly, fourth, si Eunice. Ayan. Timothy's mother. Now, if you would look to verse 2, when Paul was referring to Timothy, the phrase that he used was, my beloved child. And so, pag ito lang yung nabasa mo, alam nyo, di ba pag sa Bible, when we read the Bible, what we need to do is to look at the context. Pero pag di ka tumingin ng context, ito lang tinignan mo, you would assume, si Timothy ba ay anak ni Paul? Kasi sabi niya, my beloved child. Si Timothy ba ang asawa ni Eunice? And the answer is no. Paul met Timothy when he came to visit the cities of Lystra and Iconium. Tapos nagulat siya nung nakita niya itong batang ito, batang-bata, pero sikat na. May katabi ka bang mukhang batang-bata, pero sikat na sikat na. Pero sikat siya, hindi sa kalokohan, sikat siya sa faith niya. Can you imagine meeting someone, everybody speaks well of him because of his faith. Yun po ang datingan ni Timothy. And so, when he saw him, nakita niya laki ng potential nitong batang ito. And so, kinausap niya yung community, yung family, pwede ko ba siyang isama sa mga missionary journeys ko? And that's the start of the relationship of Paul and Timothy. Sumama na siya sa mga mission work ni Apostle Paul. So, hindi niya po siya anak, pero para na siyang anak. Okay? And that's very important as we talk about the families. Now, our assertion, ang sinasabi po natin since last week, all are part of families. Now, some of you who are married, you have your own family. But before you were married, you were single, at marami pong single dito, you are part of a family. Now, even those who do not have, unfortunately, there are those who do not have biological families. Maybe you are already an orphan. You don't have your mom and your dad anymore. Or maybe you have a biological family, but you are estranged to them. Hindi ka na ganun ka-connected with them. God has, in His plan, in His will, He has allowed us to have one more family, which is our spiritual family. And how many of you appreciate your spiritual family? And this is our spiritual family. If you believe na ang Victory Pasay ay church mo, sabi ni Lord sa'yo, this is your family. This is your home. This is your house. You're not just to attend here, but you are to help here. You don't just have benefits, but you have responsibilities. Di po ba ganun ang family? And so we have a biological family, the one that we were born with, and we also have our spiritual family. That we are connected like a family because of our faith. Yan pong katabi mo, if he is a Christian, if he belongs to Victory Pasay, sabi ni Lord sa kanya, ito yung church niya. Tapos katabi mo siya, whether you like it or not, that person, this may shock you, this may scare you, but that person seated next to you is your family. Pakitingnan naman po yung family niyo. Kamusta po ba lagay ng pamilya? Ayan. Okay. I would say I belong to this second category. I have a biological family, but there was a point, just a small part of my history. There was a point in my life when I really needed a spiritual family. When I got saved in UPLB as a freshman, I was radically surprised when I met Victory Los Baños for the first time. Naalala niyo po ba yung first time niya dito? So dating ako, in-invite ako ng classmate ko. Pagdating ko, parang hindi church. Bakit parang concert? So nagugulat ako, nasan yung mga hinahanap ko, yung pews? Ganun din ba kayo? Kasi I came from a Catholic background. So hinahanap ko yung mga ganun, yung kailangan solemn. Pag maingay ka, shh, kamaingay. Magagalit si Papa Jesus. Ganun, di ba? Sanay ako sa ganun. So nashock ako sa Victory Worship Service. Parang, sabi ko, mga lapastangan, ganun. Ang iingay nyo. Parang ganun. Di ako sanay eh. But when the people approached me, ayun na, sobrang nagulat ako. Everybody was shaking my hand and was eager to know me. Sabi ko, first time nangyari sa buhay ko, kinakamayan ako ng mga tao. Tapos they were genuinely eager to know me. Sabi ko, alam niyo yung phrase na, what's wrong with you? Ang nasabi ko, what's right with them? Ganon. And then I discovered it was Jesus in their life. And so, there was one guy there, his name is Richard. He wanted to share the gospel with me. So sabi niya, bro, pwede ba tayo mag one-to-one? Hindi ko naintindihan yung one-to-one. Akala ko one-on-one basketball. Sabi ko, sige, kaya kita. Ganon. Tapos, nilabas niya yung one-to-one. Oh no, i-convert ako. So, ako naman, mahiyain. Di ko kaya mag-no. Yes naman ako, pero wala talaga akong plano sumipot. Sabi niya, magkikita kami after ng class ko. So, nung dumating siya sa class ko, Humanities 1. Pagdating doon, nako, yan na. Seryoso pala talaga siya. So, talaga iniwasan ko. Paglabas ng klase, tago ako doon sa mga maraming crowd na lumalabas. Di niya ako naabutan. So, pauwi na ako ng dorm namin sa Los Baños. Ang dorm ko noon ay sa Forestry, 2.5 kilometers up the mountain of Mount Makiling. Nandun po yung dorm ko. Isa lang po ang jeep papunta doon. Yung jeep ng Forestry. So talagang pagdating ko doon sa jeep, bago ko makalapit sa jeep, nakita ko si Richard nandun, nagpapaypay ng one-to-one. Ako, oh no! Hindi ako makakalusot. So sabi ko, makapag-merienda nga muna. Mapapagod din yan. Ganun. So pagkatapos ko mag-merienda, totoo nga, wala na siya doon. Pero inintay ko pa rin na isa na lang yung bakante sa jeep bago ako sumakay. Kasi daman, baka naman nagtatago. Minsan, di ba may ganun? Yung nagtatago sa puno, tapos huli ka, asan lisensya mo? Parang ganun. And so, totoo, edi pagpasok ko sa jeep, wala naman siya. Umandar na, umakit na sa Forestry. Pagdating ko sa dorm, sa Forestry, guess who was there at the lobby? Si Richard. Oh my gosh, ano nangyari? Sabi ko, nakakatakot ng mga taga-Victory. Mukha silang mga omnipresent. Sabi ko gano'n. I kid you not, for 5 months, hinabol po ako ni Richard. Takbo naman ako ng takbo. Ayoko mag one-to-one. Ano ba yan? I-convert mo ako? Ano ba yan? Jesus na. Alam ko, nakilala ko na siya. Ano ba? 5 months. Every day. 5 months. That was amazing. One whole semester. Sabi ko, nung patapos na yung sem, hindi na ito matatapos. Ayokong ganito ang buhay ko sa kolehiyo. Sige na nga. I-meet ko na to para matapos na. Tapos meet ko siya. I got radically saved. Lahat ng alam ko about Christianity because we were religious as a family. Pero it was just dead information. Lahat ng alam ko, it just came alive when we were talking about Jesus using the one-to-one booklet. So sabi ko, Richard, maraming salamat. Alam mo bang iniiwasan kita? Alam ko. Sabi ko, sabi ko, salamat for not giving up. After that semester, uwi ako, sem break, uwi ako sa Quezon City, taga Quezon City po ako. Pagdating doon, shinare ko sa nanay ko, excited na excited ako, nanay, sabi ko, alam mo ba si Jesus? He's in my heart. Ikaw din dapat. Galit na galit yung nanay ko sa akin. And sa madaling salita ko po ay, sabi ng nanay ko, ano ba yan, na-brainwash ka na dyan sa Los Baños? And sino ba yung mga Victory na yan? So it did not go as I have planned and as I have wished. And my family was the first one who basically persecuted me. Pero kasi mahal nila ako, ayaw nila akong mabudol ng kung sino mang alive. And they were just caring for me. And eto na po yon. During that season when my own family could not understand me, and hindi naman kasi nila alam eh, they were just worried about me. I needed a spiritual family. So yung po yung spiritual family sa church, sila po yung nag-explain sa akin, huwag kang magalit sa nanay mo. Mahal ka nun, hindi ka lang niya maintindihan. So despite the persecution, they helped me, push me to still love them and pray for them. That one day, what happened to me will happen to them as well. At ganun na nga po yung nangyari. After many years, ang una pong na-save yung tatay ko. Siya po, kakatakot po yun eh. Ang prayer ko sa kay Lord, God, grabe nakakatakot. Nung bata po ako, talagang pag narinig ko palang boses ng tatay ko, natatakot na ako. And so sabi ko kay Lord, Lord, magpadala ka naman nung Kristiyanong siga, yung madami ng binugbog nung dating buhay niya, yung marami ng tinalo sa suntukan, Lord. Tapos, papuntay mo sa tatay ko, tapos sana sabihin niya, accept the Lord Jesus Christ or bubugbugin kita. Yung parang ganun. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Yan yung mga prayer ko. One time na stroke yung tatay ko. And then, bumalik ako from Los Baños, pumunta ako sa East Avenue Hospital. And sabi ni Lord, oh, pinadala ko na yung magpipreach ng gospel sa tatay mo. Ayan na, Lord, nasa na. Ikaw yun. Oh, no. And so, I have no recourse but to preach the gospel to him. Aba, nagalit. Tapos gumaling. Tapos after one year, na-stroke ulit. Kita kami ulit sa East Avenue. Sabi ni Lord, preachan mo ulit. Ay, nagalit na nga eh. Preachan mo ulit. Preach ako ulit. You know, it happened 3 times. Na-stroke, gumaling. Na-stroke, na-preachan ko ng gospel, gumaling. Na-stroke, na-preachan ko ng gospel, gumaling. Na-stroke, na-preachan ko ng gospel, gumaling. Pero before that, nakatatlong stroke pa siya. So, 6 po all in all. Matibay po talaga yung tatay ko. So, sabi ko, ay Lord, huwag mong kunin ha. Hanggat di pa niya sinusurrender yung buhay niya sa'yo. And then on that 3rd time, when I kita kami uli sa ospital, I preached the gospel to him. He finally accepted. Thus, after 3 months, the Lord took him. Sabi ko, Lord, thank you that he accepted you before you took him. Then after that, yung nanay ko naman na saved. Tapos yung after that, yung 2 sisters ko, I was able to preach the gospel to them. Yung isa na one-to-one ko pa. Tapos yung isa lumipat sa Los Baños at ngayon Victory Group leader na sa Victory Los Baños. Yung nanay ko nung nag-Victory weekend, inask ko pwede bang ako yung maglublub sa tubig. Hindi ko naman tinagalan, no? Bumawi. Hindi. Ikaw talaga nanay. But it was such a privilege for me to do that. When I was experiencing persecution, hirap na hirap ako. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, when I have a family, ito na po yung connection nun sa series natin. When I have my own family, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I would make sure what I went through, my children will not go through anymore. Yung nahirapan sila, pinersecute sila, di sila naintindihan. Sabi ko, pag ako nagkaanak, it's gonna be so easy for her, for him. It's gonna be so easy for me. Kasi ano, gaano ba kahirap yun? E di mag-asawa ng Christian, tapos mag-raise ng Christian children. Easy, sabi ko noon. Nakakatawa kasi, nung nangyari na. So syempre, first step, maghanap ng Christian na mapapangasawa. Yun. Sino ba rito? Nandun kayo sa step na yun, no? You're working on it. So nakita ko si Trisha, sabi ko, ito na yun, Lord. Sana sagutin ako. Sinagot naman niya ako. And then after that, may daughter na ako ngayon. And so, sabi ko, I'm gonna be like Lois. Yung lola, yung binasa ko kanina. I'm gonna be like Lois. I shall pass on my faith to my child Eunice and she will pass on her faith to her child Timothy. I will be like Abraham who has passed on his faith to Isaac and then to Jacob and then to Joseph. I will be like Hannah who will dedicate my son for service unto the Lord. Sobrang ideal, di ba? Tapos nung dumating yung anak ko, I realized I really had a very simplistic thinking back then. Kasi iba na yung pag nandyan na. Amen? Can I hear an amen from the Christian parents? Iba, iba na pala yun. Una-una, I thought my child would understand the gospel right away. And so nung, syempre, di ba, bata, preachan mo, you know, the gospel is the good news that Christ came to earth from heaven and lived the life we should have lived. Teka, teka. What does that mean? Live the life we should have lived. So yung palang yung mga context, naku, hindi pala ganun kadali yun. Because when the gospel was given to me, college na ako eh. Dami ko ng context. So hindi pala simple lang na pag may bata, preach mo ng gospel the way you would speak to a college student. Hindi, kailangan na maraming context. Anong live the life we should have lived? Pero bakit ba tayo dapat paano ba mag-live? Yung ganon. Came from heaven to earth. Ha, paano na nga? Lahat yun ni-explain mo yun. So you have to start with Genesis in the beginning. hindi to madali ah. Hindi pala pwede yung simplistic understanding. Basta ang sagot mo, pag tinanong kita, are you going to heaven? Sabi mo lang yes. Hindi pala pwede yun. Tapos itong sinner's prayer, sige, basta i-recite mo to, save ka na. Hindi pala pwede yun. Hindi pala genuine yun. So it was not that easy. One time I was having a conversation with her, and I think parang naririndin niya yata siya, puro ako gospel. Nasa Tagaytay kami. Tapos, we're looking at the stars. Sabi ko, sabi niya, parang napag-usapan namin yung stars. Sabi ko, you know what, Jesus, God was the one who made that, and He wants to save you. Alam mo, laging kinokonnect mo na lang sa gospel. Sabi nung anak ko, Dad, you keep on talking about the gospel and Jesus. Who is this Jesus? Sabi niya, you keep on talking about Him, but I haven't seen Him yet. I mean, you said He's near me. You said He's around. But look, what do I see? Only air. Sabi niya ganun. In fact, is He even a Filipino? Sabi niya ganun. Sabi ko, ayan na, napikon na sa akin. Hindi pala yung preacher banat. Iba pala yun. Pagdating mo sa bahay, preacher banat ka, that will not always work. One time, she was struggling with obeying. Well, normally, di ba, lahat naman struggling with obeying. Yung anak ko, ayun na naman, pagka nag-disobey, pag-uusapan na naman na, she just, that's why you need Jesus. And that's why we need to pray. One time, sabi niya, pray na naman. Sabi niya sa akin, we've been praying for years. Does that mean this is not working? What do you say to that? Sabi ko, no. You just have to keep doing it. Second thing, I thought it would be easier to disciple my child than others. You see, you disciple your child, first she gets saved. But that's not the finish line, right? After you get saved, you get discipled. Hindi rin pala ganun. Ang hirap na nga nung umpisa. Hindi rin pala ganun kadali yung susunod. And I had this thinking, ang hirap mag-disciple ng mga ibang tao. Pag ako nagkaanak, naku, perfect disciple. Pag college ka, ganun yung mga naisip mo eh. And then I realized, most of the time, mas mahirap pala pag sarili mong anak. Kasi yung victory group mate mo, yung dinidisciple mo, nagkikita lang kayo sa Starbucks, nagkikita kayo sa karinderya, kita kayo for a few hours, counseling, prayer, di ba? Lahat na sinasabi mo, galing sa Bible, lagi ka mabait, ganun, understanding si discipler, ganyan. Tapos, uwi na siya, uwi ka na rin. Hindi ka naman niya nakikita kapag kabagong gising ka, hindi ka naman niya kita pag gutom ka, tsaka pikon ka eh. Hindi naman niya ikaw nakikita pagka yung nagiging tao ka lang na pag nakita niya yun, ay, pastor ka pa naman, yung gano'n. Pero yung anak mo, kita lahat. So, mga pastor's kids, sa mga anak ng mga Kristiyano, kita lahat. Amen? And so, I thought it was easier with others not to realize it was actually a bit more real, kasi 24 hours ang discipleship. And so when I say, You have to forgive. You have to forgive right away. Tapos pag siya'y may gagawin na sobrang di mo gusto at paulit-ulit, tapos magsusorry sa'yo, tapos ikaw, hindi ka makasagot kasi naiinis ka. Sasabihin niya sa'yo, but dad, you said, you have to forgive. Buhay ka pa, na-review ka pa tuloy. Alam ko, I know what I said. Naiinis ako eh. Ay, ako, yung ganon. And so, tapos, di ba pagbata yung pag nag-sorry? Kasi simple lang pagkaintindi niya sa gospel eh. So pag sorry niya, dapat forgiven na. So babanat yan, dad, I'm sorry, can we have iced tea? Bilis mo makarecover ha. Dad, I'm sorry, can we play? Oh, ganon, di ba? Ganon lang kadali. Now, looking at verse 5, can we flash verse 5? I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. As I read it and read it and read it again, I said to myself, Paul's summary made it really look easy. Don't you think? Parang that was 3 generations of successful passing on of the faith. Wow, what a family. Don't they look like the perfect family? Wow, grabe, yung lola, binigay yung faith dun sa nanay. Tapos yung nanay, dinisciple si Timothy. Tapos yung result, si Timothy, sikat na sikat. Kasi ang galing ng faith niya, kinuha ni Apostle Paul. Sinama sa missionary journeys, the end. Wow, palakpakan, di ba? Nasaya naman. But I was just wondering, God, bakit kaya, why didn't Paul provide any strategy? Parang summary, no strategy. Napansin niyo rin ba yun? Bakit kaya ganun? Even when you look at the rest of the Bible, there are lots of truth and principles to guide, but there are no ready recipe for raising godly children. This second week, we'd like to talk about the dynamics of how faith is being transferred to the children. But lo and behold, when you look at the Bible, you don't see any ready recipe. I wonder why is it like that. I looked at Deuteronomy chapter 6, which tells, teach them diligently, referring to the children. Teach them diligently. Yun lang sinabi. Talk to them about God nonstop. But it did not say how. How do I teach my children diligently? How does that look like? How do I talk to them nonstop? How does that look like? I looked at Proverbs 22, where it says, train up a child when he is really, really young, so that when he grows old, he will not depart from it. But it did not say how. But that's what I'm looking for. And that's what aren't we all looking for? I looked at Ephesians chapter 6, and it says, bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. But it did not say how. How do you bring up a child in the instruction of the Lord? How do you bring them up in the discipline of the Lord? What does that look like? These are all directives. There are no steps, no manuals provided, no scripts, but a very, very clear direction. Teach them diligently. Talk to them about God. Train them in the Lord. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. In other words, disciple them. Very clear. Again, I ask, but how? Pero paano? And maybe as I preach right now, you're waiting for me. O sasabihin ni Pastor how. I'm sorry. I will not also say how. Because perhaps there is a reason. Si God naman, di ba? Di naman siya, pag nagsinulat niya yung Bible, do we really think pag si God, ay, may nakalimutan akong isulat sa Bible, sana ma-figure out nila. Sorry, nakalimutan ko. Hindi. Si God, pagka nandyan yung information na yan, may reason yan. At pag wala yung information na yon, guess what? May reason din yon. And perhaps, could it be that one of the reasons would be God wants us to depend on Him and His grace as we do it. One of the things that God probably will never ever do to us is to reveal to us everything that we would need for life. Because if He would, then we will not have any need for Him. Amen? Pero pagka, ang galing nung shinare na word kanina ni Andrew, the light upon our feet, the lamp upon our path. Mabaliktad, the lamp upon our path, the light unto our feet. And it was described as when you have a lamp, you can only see like a few steps ahead. But you will not see all the way to your direction, your destination. But maybe in life and how we lead our family, God's grace is sufficient for us every day. And we don't have to know everything. Because maybe if we know everything, we won't need Him anymore. Sino rito, minsan inisip nyo na, Lord, ano itsura ng mapapangasawa ko kaya? Naisip nyo na ba yan? Lord, sana ganito itsura niya. Ganyan. Pero, bakit kaya hindi ni-reveal ni Lord yung itsura ng asawa mo nung single ka? Diba? Bakit hindi ni-reveal ni Lord yung lahat na mangyayari in the future? Baka kasi, wala na tayong dependence on Him. Why would we need a God if we know everything already? Eto tayo na yung God. Amen? Parang ganun yata. And so, maybe it's because His grace is already sufficient for us. So to all our families in the Lord who's in presently in this endeavor of raising your children, nandun ka na sa as for me, tapos na yung me mo. Eto ka na sa and my house. Yun yung journey mo ngayon. God's grace is enough for you. Amen? Parang di ata tayo naniwala doon. Ulit-ulit. God's grace is enough for you. Amen? Amen. Amen. Si Lord ang bahala. And okay lang. We won't get it right all the time. We will struggle. We will do things. It won't work. We will think, okay na tayong parent. Talagang na-disciple natin. Tapos magugulat ka. Meron kang malalaman about your kid na hindi niya sinabi sa'yo. Tapos parang, dapat alam ko lahat. It's okay. God's grace is sufficient for us. So, looking at this passage, verse 5, that the three generations salin ng faith, it's an inspiration to us. But it's not really a recipe. But hopefully today, as we understand God's will for the families, we would know two things. Number one, we need God's grace. We got saved by grace. We will be discipling our kids, yes, also by grace. Sa lahat po ng mga magulang na nandito, I guess magiging, nasabi na po ba sa inyo mga single, yung ng mga magulang nyo, naku, pag ikaw naging nanay or tatay na, maintindihan mo rin ako. Ayan. So tayo mga magulang, nagkakaintindihan tayo, di ba? And so I'd like to talk to the single people. Taas po kami mga single. Yan. Saya-saya nyo, di ba? Sige. Saya-saya natin ngayon. Okay. But there will be a time, perhaps, that God will entrust a little one to you. The goal is not just to give them education, give them their essential needs. Their most important need is that they would have a relationship with God. However, yes, that is so important, but it's up to you, but it's not all up to you. It's crucial what you do. It matters what you do, but you cannot do it all. And sometimes, in the context of discipleship, when you see a disciple doing something bad, you would say, sino bang leader niya? Naisip niyo ba na yun? Narinig niyo na ba yun? Sino ba nag-disciple dyan? Tapos sisisihin natin yung nag-disciple sa kanya. But really, talaga bang kasalanan nag-disciple yun? This is so liberating to many of us. Because there's gonna be a time when you have done everything you can. And you know, the Lord knows. Ginawa mo lahat, sinabi mo naman, nag-warning ka. Alam nga namang pilitin mo. Alam nga namang gawin mong robot yung tao na hindi pwede lahat ng kilos mo. Alam nga namang kontrolin mo. Hindi naman pwede yun all their life. Siguro pag 2 years old, kailangan mo siyang gawin lahat, di ba? Pero pag 23 years old na, kinokontrol mo pa din, parang hindi mo naman magagawa na yun. And then they would still do what they want to do, and then it will break your heart. And then you would think, is this my fault? Maybe not. If you have done what you can, maybe not. But do not worry, because it's not all up to you. It's also the grace of God that has found you. Remember when God found you? When His grace found you and you gave your life to Christ? Remember that time? In the same way, that can also happen to your child. Know that God's grace will also find him. But as for you, you do what you can. But you know you cannot do it all. Secondly, we need the help of others. Sobrang important. In the context of me and my house, and saying, gusto ko yung pamilya ko magsaserve din kay Lord. Gusto rin ni Lord yun. And may grace siya. Pero you know what? Most of the time, He will help you through others. It's our main responsibility of discipling our kids. But God will send others. I'd like to give an appreciation to our kids' church volunteers and kids' church teachers. I'd like to appreciate all our campus missionaries. Kasi sa totoo lang, kailangan natin ng tulong to disciple our kids. And God sent talaga lahat ng mga kids' church teachers saka mga campus missionaries. Although, hindi sila yung main responsible to disciple our child. Pero ang tawagan natin sa kanila, subcontractors. It's on us, but they're a big help. Meron po ba dito mga kids church volunteers? Pwede po ba kayong tumayo? Alam ko yung iba nandun sa nagtatrabaho. Pero yung mga kids church volunteers, tayo naman po kayo. Palakpakan naman po natin ang ating mga kids church volunteers. Yung iba sa kanila, single. Yung iba, married. So sila, nagsusow sila. Okay? In fact, sa totoo lang, yung energy nila, okay na sa anak nila. Pero they're still giving more of that to our kids. Tapos yung iba naman mga single, nagsusow. Wow. And what you sow, you will reap, bro. And so you can claim that pag ikaw nagkaanak ka na, pag dumating na yung pito mong anak, bro, the church will be there to help you as well. Campus missionaries, tayo po kayo lahat. Mga campus missionary. Yan. Campus missionaries. Magkakasama lang tayo sa Baguio nung isang araw. Maraming salamat sa inyo. These people are sowing into the life of our children. And I hope that we appreciate them. But because they're the help that God gives to us. One time, kasi 9 years old na yung anak ko eh. So hindi na pwede yung basta itigil mo yan. Hindi na pwede yung ganun. Basta sinabi ko, tapos. Hindi pwede yung ganun. She's already 9 years old. She has so many questions. There is now need for explanation and reasoning. And there will be a time when what we say as parents won't be enough. There will be a time when her main source of hurt is not other people or circumstances, but us. So that time happened when we were in Tagaytay, we were having a lunch, and that happened. Kahit ano sabihin namin, parang hindi galit eh. And so, pwedeng brasuhin, di ba? Kasi ako magulang, ako masusunod. Pwede yon. Pero, hanggang kailan? Tsaka, tama pa ba? Ganun. Eh, parang yung Holy Spirit, parang sinasabi na sa akin, wala, hindi. May mga times na hindi ikaw yung magre-result nito. Buti na lang, there are people in our lives that my daughter also listened to because they've been investing their life. Yung sinabi ko nga kanina, mga kids church teacher, mga campus missionaries. So, one of them is there with us, and alam mo yung ganun lang yung mga situation na hindi ko na makausap yung anak ko at this very moment. Pwede bang ikaw? Tapos nung sila'y nag-uusap, usap sila, 30 minutes, di na nakakain yung kaibigan namin yun. Kla, maraming salamat. Ha? Ikaw ba yun? Di na nakakain si Kla. Tapos after that, okay na. Okay na si Sophie. Then I realized that may darating talaga sa time na hindi pwedeng ikaw lang. Hindi pwedeng nasa yung lahat. But God will send people who will help us disciple our kids. Because Christianity is meant to be lived in a community, not in isolation. So, we need the grace of God. We need the help of others. My prayer is for all of us is we would realize that God's plan for this earth is He's going to do it not just through individuals, but through families. But as we journey with our own families and pinaglalaban natin na yung faith, maisali natin sa mga anak natin, I pray for two things for you. Number one, that God's grace would come to you. And number two, that God's help through others would come to you as well. I want to pray. Can we all bow our heads and close our eyes? First, I wanna appreciate yung mga lowies, yung mga grandmothers. If you're a grandmother, you're in the Lord, and it is your prayer that your family, your children, and your grandchildren will obey the Lord, will live for God. I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for those of us, mga grandmothers po, grandfathers dito. In fact, if that's you, can you lift your hands a little bit so that I could pray for you? Yes, thank you. Lord, I pray for your grace upon them. I pray, God, that you would show them, Lord, na yung grace mo hindi lang para sa kanila, pero para sa mga anak at mga apo nila, Lord. I pray, God, that they would understand and see the goodness of you, Lord, in the land of the living. And they would see their children live in the light. They would see their grandchildren live in the light. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to pray for the parents. Ayan po, tayong mga parents. Ang daling maging parents, no? Pakitaas po ang kamay ng mga parents. Mga parents na masayang-masaya sa pag-raise ng children. Lord, I pray, Lord, you see our hands, Lord. And God, I thank you kasi yung grace mo is sufficient, Lord, for every season in our lives. So as we lift our hands, Lord, we receive by faith the grace to raise our children in the Lord. God, I pray that you would give us the wisdom and the humility to ask help and receive help from the church, from other people. It's up to us, but it's not all up to us. I thank you, God, that you have given us a church, Lord, that we could do this with. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to pray for those of you who are single. Ayan, single and ready to mingle. Taas po yung kamay. All the single ladies and all the single men, pakitaas po yung kamay ninyo. Ayan, I'd like to pray for you. Perhaps one day. Yeah, yan ang peg natin. Perhaps one day. Perhaps one day, Lord, these single people, Lord, will have that opportunity to have little ones in their life, to raise up, to disciple. Marami pong salamat because ngayon pa lang single sila. Grabe, Lord, yung practice that they're able to steward the lives of other people, steward students, steward their peers, and take care of them, and love them, and disciple them. Lord, I pray that one day when the main event happens, which is pag may anak na sila, that's the main event. Lord, I pray that you would give them the grace. Ngayon pa lang, Lord, let them learn everything that they can learn. Let them see the lives of the parents, Christian parents in the church, and learn from them. I pray, God, that you would inspire them, Lord. That when they have a family, Lord, they will say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can we all please stand? Lord, thank you for your grace for us as a family. Lord, maraming salamat. Ang aming bansa, babaguhin mo, hindi from the top going down. Hindi, Lord, isang tao, isang presidente, babaguhin yung buong Pilipinas. It's gonna be from the bottom up. It's gonna be one family at a time, obeying the Lord, obeying the law, setting an example, being good, being disciples of Jesus Christ, and changing the world. Lord, I pray that you would use Victory Pasay, that we would understand na you have entrusted us. We're not here para tumingin kung sino nga asahan. Titingin sa gobyerno, titingin sa kung saan, titingin sa church, titingin sa mga NGOs. Hindi, Lord, kami yon. It is us. So Lord, may your grace be upon us and our families. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join a Victory group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us in discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.